The police administration says the search for renowned musician Castro and his lady friend Janet Bandu, who went missing on July 6 this year, is still ongoing. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, the Director General of CID, COP Prosper Agbolo, said for now, the police are treating the two as missing until they are found either alive or dead. This, he indicated, is in accordance with the Evidence Decree of 1975, NRCD 323, Section 33, which states that missing persons cannot be said to be dead until they have not been heard of for 7 years, despite diligent efforts to find them. Ritanya Kwanza Fanaya Dana have the details.
COP Agbolo, touching on investigations made so far, indicated that a jet ski, which was retrieved, was handed over to the marine engineers for forensic examination, and a report was issued afterwards stating that the general condition of the jet ski regarding the disappearance of Castro and Janet was very good. He said after the disappearance of Castro and Janet, two bodies of adult males have been discovered at the Sakumono and Anyanui beaches, but none of them has been identified to be that of Castro. COP Agbolo said the police are in contact with the neighboring countries through Interpol in its investigation. They have requested to be alerted anytime unknown persons or bodies who fit into the descriptions of Castro and Janet are found within their borders. He said Asamoah and his entourage, as well as the management of Aqua Safari and Peace Holiday Resort, are assisting them in their investigation.
Witnesses have been contacted and statements obtained from them. The jet ski, which was retrieved, was handed over to the marine engineers for forensic examination, and a report was issued thereon. The report states inter alia that the general condition of the jet ski regarding the disappearance of Castro and Janet was very good. We are also in contact with neighboring countries through Interpol in our investigation. We have requested them to alert us any time unknown persons who answer to the descriptions of Castro and Janet are found within their borders. Similarly, we have also requested them to inform us when unknown dead bodies are found. Asamoah and his entourage, as well as the management of Aqua Safari and Peace Holiday Resorts, are assisting us in our investigation.
The Director General in charge of Public Affairs, DCOP, Reverend David Ampabeni, said the police are doing all they can to unravel the mystery behind the disappearance of Castro and Janet. He advised the public to channel all inquiries and requests for information regarding the matter to the police instead of individuals. Similarly, anybody who has information to offer should contact the police instead of going to the media. Meanwhile, the police administration says it has met with operators of the beach resorts along the Ada Basin and advised them to procure floating devices to demarcate safety and danger zones in the water. They have also been advised to constantly monitor their tracking devices for jet skis in order to immediately track the movement of clients who might be in any sort of danger for the appropriate response.
A report by Ritanya Kwanza Fanaya Dana.
Still on that case, the police administration has hinted of plans to invite lawyer Maurice Ampau to assist investigations into the mystery surrounding the disappearance of hip life musician Castro. The legal practitioner has recently been making comments suggesting that Castro is alive and that he, Maurice Ampau, knows his whereabouts. Speaking at a media briefing, the director of the Police Criminal Investigations Department, COP Prosper Agbolo, asked the lawyer and anyone else who has information on Castro's disappearance to make it available to the police.